Hello, I'm Martha Piskuskas. I'm the co-director here at Wonderful Arts. And it's really great to see you all here. I don't know if you've had a chance to step into the gallery. Our theme for exhibition this year is art and science, and this show is a really great example of that. So, Nick Record jumped, right?
Yep.
He jumped. So Nick will tell you more about the kind of, obviously, the kind of work that you do. But we're excited to have this kind of cross-pollination of art and science, and with any of our exhibitions, we try to sort of broaden how it's connected to everyone's life. So this is super exciting. I will hand it over to you.
Okay. Thank you, Martha, for that introduction. And thanks, everyone, for coming. I heard that there's, every Thursday night, there's a big music show, outdoor music show. I almost thought about skipping my own talk, so I really appreciate that you came. And also, what an amazing space that this is. I wish we had something like this in Booth Bay. I've just been walking around with my jaw on the floor. The show in there is just amazing with the gourds. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out. How many, just out of curiosity, who in here is an artist? Okay, good number. Who's a scientist? All right, okay. So I have a tough crowd to meet both sides of this. Normally I just talk about science. This is the first time I've actually talked with the Tiny Giants exhibit, so hopefully I can stumble through it okay. But I did grow up with art all around me. It was a huge part of my upbringing. And I'm probably only a scientist because I failed as an artist. Or I'm a failed cartoonist. I like to think of myself as a failed cartoonist. But I love art, and I'm really excited that there's this growing movement of the intersection between art and science, because it means I get to, be involved in the art world again, not just as a hobby, but kind of in a meaningful way. And we have the Tiny Giants has been really fun. I only took one of those images. The rest of are all by people who are much more experienced at the different types of microscopy than I am. But we've also had some artists in residence at Bigelow, and I feel like it's this sort of thing is really picking up steam. And I'm going to try to get out here again if I can to see that periodic table. Cartoons of the Hellenists.